We're continuing with the Avat Chesed. Sefer Amidot. We're up to page Reish Samach, the 12th chapter of Shaar Avodat Elokim. Reish Samach. Shenit, Avat HaOlam Hazeh. We said, there's the love of the world to come, then there's the love of this world. Da Achi, no brother. Ki ukmo sha'amanu b'inyan ha'echreach. As we said earlier, גם פה הנה הינם הדברים האלה כי כמו אשר עונג עולם הבא מוחלט לעובדי השם וסובלי עוד תורתו ויראתו ונעדר מעוברי רצונו כן העולם הזה וכבודו. Just as we discussed earlier that the pleasures of the world to come are prepared and set aside for those who serve Hashem, those who carry the yoke of the Torah, the yoke of being a God-fearing person, and the pleasures of the world to come are withheld from those who transgress His will. And by the same token, the honor of this world, the pleasures of this world, musag yoter el avadav yitbarach ha-nemanim, ha-shomrim yishmeret ha-torah va-teuda, are more attainable. They are more within the grasp of those who serve Hashem trustfully, who watch the ways of the Torah. Kema'amar, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Kol ha'osek b'Torah lishma zoche lidvarim arbe. One who deals in Torah for the sake of Torah merits many things. V'lo od ela shekol ha'olam kulo kedayu lo. The whole world is worth it for him. Re'e godel itnasut eved Hashem ha'ne'eman ad shekol ha'olam kulo kedayu lo. Look at how great he is. The whole world was worth creating because of him. V'chasher shamanu ken od nechzeh chashivut otamdei chachmim u'gdolei yishurun. לא לבד בעיני עירים ושלמים, אבל גם בעיני ההמונים. And as we've heard, we're still going to see that Talmidei Chachamim, the giants of the people of Israel, are valued not only in the eyes of the God-fearing people, but also in the eyes of the masses, אשר לא תעמו דבר מנועם לקחם וממגד חוכמתם. Even people who never learned anything from them. Last night was a perfect example. The whole world stood in honor of Rav Eliashiv. People who never heard one Dvar Torah in his name came out there. People who never heard one psak from him. Doesn't matter. They value the person. They honor the person. So, people value and honor Talmidei Chachamim even if they don't understand their wisdom. They don't connect to what they teach. In kol ze yerav lehem achnatam v'shibudam, ma sheizdamen lifneim lafek tovatam v'toaltam. Nonetheless, plenty of people are happy when they have control. Plenty of people are happy when they could benefit them. Look at how many people vote Shas. People who don't keep Shabbos. So many people who say, this is what Chacham Ovadia said, I'm voting. Let him move the country forward. וכל מה שיעלה ביד נהדר עבודת שמיים כבוד או גדולה בעבור קנותו אותו בעונו כן יגיע לבעל יראה ועבודה בעבור שלמותו וגאונו. And whatever honor or greatness a person can achieve with his wealth, a person who's God-fearing and serves Hashem wholeness can attain it through his God-fearingness. There are famous stories. We'll finish the paragraph. And then there are a few famous stories about Rav Shlomo Zalman. Shamir was prime minister. And he went to Rav Shlomo Zalman, to his little home, to consult with him. Look at Rav Avram Shapiro, the Rashiv of Merkaz Arav. The heads of state came to talk to him in his little home. When he was the chief rabbi of Israel, so he was. He once went to talk to President Bush. He came to President Bush. He didn't speak English. He said, "I am seventh generation in Jerusalem. No one can tell me this land isn't my land. My great, 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 great." Then he turns to Bush. "How many generations are you in the United States?" "Seventh generation. I live in Jerusalem." Whatever honor a person attains through wealth, I don't remember. I have in mind that he asked that to Bush, but maybe That was like an afterthought. They said when they quoted the story, maybe he didn't ask that to Bush. I don't remember. But at any rate, whatever honor can be attained through wealth, a person who's God-fearing and serves Hashem truthfully attains it through his true service of Hashem. כאשר תראה לעין בהזדמן במלון אחד עשיר וקצין, והשני חסיד גדול מפורסם. You'll see, someone comes to an inn, he's wealthy, he has a high position in the army, and someone else is a tremendously famous, pious person. אז תראה אשר שניהם יאכלו וישתו בשווה, זה בעבור ראשו ועונו, וזה בעבור הדר גונו, אשר נתן השם יתברך חן עבדיו בלב רועיהם. They're both treated with great honor. The innkeeper honors the pious person because he's heard, he's famous. So he runs out to greet him. And he greets the other guy because he's wealthy, he's famous. But you'll see that they both get the same honor. I didn't see any president get the honor that Rav Eliashiv got last night. I didn't see 350,000 people go out to any president's funeral. I don't know. So the media speaks about it being a private family event. He was a big public figure. I don't think that's a private family event. Maybe when Kennedy was shot, how many people went to his funeral? I don't know.
Kennedy would have had across the country people.
That was probably a big thing. So the story goes, I don't know if it's true, that I think this was in Nixon's time. They wanted to gauge the importance of different people. So they called the greatest philanthropists and the greatest spiritual leaders in the country, and they said, the president wants to have a meeting with you. So each one said, okay, tell me when. They called the Rebbe from Chabad. So they speak to his secretary, so he says, this week's book, next week's book, how many weeks' book? Get back to me in a few weeks. Because he's investing, investing in humanity. So the president wants to talk to him. Well, what's so important? We'll find time for him. I think it was the only one. And so there's another story. When Shamir stepped down, so I don't remember. One of the, maybe it was the president of Mexico, one of the South American presidents came to Israel and he went to meet with the prime minister. And when he came, he saw it was a new prime minister. He said, no, I want to meet the other prime minister. So he wanted to meet Shamir. So they asked him, why? So he said, well, I want to see the man who told the president of the United States no. Why did Shamir tell him no? Because he believed in what we were doing here. When a person, sometimes it's moments of valor. When a person says, I know what I'm doing is right. This is what Hashem wants me to do. And he stands up for what's right. Then the world looks in awe.
Speaking of which, in the realm of the world, you were told to cover your mouth or keep your mouth. Do you also think that when the visiting priest was here, he was here?
Like who?
I mean, pretty the cherry on top. But where is it? Didn't get too far. Why are we still in the same room when it was huge?
So Thursday night, we'll get to it later, Vizache. But remind me, Vizache, we'll get back to it. סוף דבר, bottom line, says the Magid Midovna, כאשר תיתן לי בכלל לדעת את הנאהב והנחמד בעולם הזה, If you look at what people desire in this world, what people covet in this world, that the true person who is loved in this world is a person that's loved up above. Oto yechabedu. That's the person they'll honor. Mipanav yamodu. They'll stand in his face. Meimato yechirdu. They'll be scared of his awe of him. Lehodo yishtabdu. People will put themselves under his glory. Avodato yavodu. And they'll serve him. Yasu kol mashet imtzay adam nimtzochem beinam. And they'll do whatever they can find favor in his eyes. Ad kivoyit baruchu voyit alaluk ma'amav nivruchu v'mach. And people will praise and say, I wish you to be like him. That will be the blessing they'll give one another. I haven't heard people telling their kids, I wish you to be Bill Gates. I haven't heard it. I've heard people telling their daughters, you should be like Mother Teresa. When we value a person, so then we want to be a part of what that person is. So then if a person does kindness, if a person is a God-fearing person, if a person goes in the ways of Hashem, so then people value him. And people want to be a part of what he does and love him. I think this chapter at first glance is hard to accept because we're accustomed to looking at the media and the media doesn't go reporting about the Rebbe of Chabad and all the kindness he did. You know, so the Senate had a moment of silence and the Rebbe of Chabad was awarded some kind of award after his death. You know what I'm talking about. I don't remember what the award was. But the media keeps bombarding us with the value of the sports stars, the military, the politicians. But go ask people, who do you really want over for lunch? Who do you want your children to emulate? Well, and if you think about it, the people we really value, and this isn't only the learned people, this isn't only Torah people. We value the people who live up to the ideals of Torah. So that's what he's saying, that can also be a drive where a person wants to be loved in this world. At the end of the day, we all want to be popular. Everyone wants to think people like him. People think good things about him. People say good things about him. Well, if that's important to a person, and it is, so then that too can be a driving force in the service of Hashem. That's the point he's coming to stress in this chapter.